And Dodd ploughing down that left-hand side. Coquelin battling for it. And a good run on the left-hand side. Dodd as well brings it into the box from the left. He's got options here. And it's a 1-0. And it's Ennis. Well, the goal machine. He came on Saturday and scored. And it was a lovely move down the left-hand side there. Dodd broke down the left there, took the return ball, played it infield, and there's space there for FC's number seven, Charlie Ennis, and a perfect finish. Lavercombe brings it forward to Stead. Stead plays it forward on the turn. Is Linney takes it over halfway, brings it infield to Donoghue. Donoghue, there's a... Well, Ennis dummies it. And Donoghue, the ball ends up now with Coquelin. Coquelin slips it there for Donoghue. Donoghue across, Linney! 2-0! Well worked by FC United. Patient passing there. And then lovely cross and a great finish. Linney. Nice ball to Morris. Morris. Griffiths. Linney. FC with time to play here. Finding the spaces as Linney's got Dodd out there. That's a decent looking ball. Dodd, can he get
it?
Coquelin's in there. It's 3-0. And FC United running amok here. We've played. Just over a quarter of an hour, and FC United into a three-goal lead. Good patient football in the midfield there. Ball played out to the left. Cross in there. It scores his debut goal for FC United, and the home side into a three-goal lead. Coquelin the scorer, and Linney on the turn. Over halfway, Linney. And breaks for him out to the left-hand side to the inevitable Dodd. Linney chases it to the byline, and quite a heavy challenge there, Walmsley. And it's a penalty. Well, that
the challenge started inside the area, I believe.
But also, it's a very unnecessary challenge for a defender when an attacker's going wide.
Yeah.
To be fair, you could see that challenge was about to happen a mile off, couldn't you? Yeah. And so could Linney.
Yeah. maybe hints of frustration involved in that one.
And Charlie Ennis, well, he's got. A goal in each game so far, and now he's got a chance to double his tally for tonight. And FC with a chance to go 4-0 ahead now. Challenge for Emery. Ennis, no mistake. Really is an expert with a dead ball, and with just over half an hour gone, it's Charlie Ennis with his second of the game, his third of the season from the spot this time. And FC United starting to move out of sight now. FC 4, Pontefract Collieries 0. 33 minutes gone, FC United 4, Pontefract Collieries 0. Jack Lanahan, good account of himself on Saturday, right back as he has done during pre-season, and gets an early call tonight. Now it's Morris. Ennis spreads this out, Lanahan takes it nicely. Ball infield to Linney. Griffiths always looks, he has time on the ball, Griffiths. But Ennis can't quite control that one, but it will come back for Griffiths. And the ball out on the right-hand side now to Lenehan. At 30 yards out, right-hand side. On the turn is Linney, edge of the box. Linney, nice-looking ball. Oh, and Ennis hits the post. Within a whisker of a hat-trick, but it comes out now to Griffiths, who thinks about a shot. But now it's with Donoghue. Donoghue takes it towards the box. Linney tries to get it back to Donoghue. Goes for Donoghue, left-footed. It's 5-0. FC United tearing Pontefract apart here. Couldn't deal with it there, Pontefract. A couple of misplaced clearances picked up there. And Donoghue got the ball from Linney there on the turn there with his left foot. Great finish there, well placed. No chance for Emery. FC United with a quintet. And there's still 10 minutes to go to half time. Nathan Modeste is the man with the ball at his feet waiting to restart this contest. The referee just has a quick look around and
looks like a change in formation. It looks like a 3-3-4 ish now that Pontefract are going to start this second half with, obviously, more positive push, more players forward, and we're off.
And Clare, under a little bit of pressure, puts it to the right hand side. And Nebbard, long ball forward. And Modest there gets on the end of this one. And that's a good-looking finish. What a response from Pontefract Collieries. Down the field it came from Nebbard, and a great chase from Nathan Modeste, and he chipped Dan Lavercomb. And I don't think that that will delight Neil Reynolds that FC were caught cold at the back there. But great finish from Modeste.
Yeah, mugged a bit for that one. But as you say, a lovely little lifted ball over Lavercomb. And it's FC United 5, Pontefract Collieries 1.
13 seconds of the second half and Pontefract get one back. Well, that will be a delight to Andy Monkhouse, the coach, and FC just going a little... well, they were almost caught cold in the opening seconds of the first half, and this time they have been caught cold. Ball is played back. And Emery has to get rid of it very hurriedly in the Masters Wormsley. Good pressing from FC, but they'll bring it away. And ball under pressure is Tingle. Now it's Wormsley on his own 18-yard line, spreads it out left-hand side. Ben Gordon to take it over halfway, left-hand side. Modeste wants it, but it's played out to the left-hand side. Gordon will run on. It's good covering from Potts, but Gordon has it. Infield, edge of the box, a shot. Oh, what a goal!
Screamer.
It's 5-2.
It's a few yards outside the left-hand side of the penalty area.
All the credit in the world to Pontefract. It's Dan Keane. The ball was played on the left hand side. Good work from Gordon there. Played it in field. And Dan Keane with an absolute, a scorcher there. And it's 5-2. Well, it's got interesting. And Bailey in the way there with a half clearance. Donoghue again picking up that second ball. And Linney with quite a heavy challenge. And it will, in fact, it goes the other way. And it will be a free kick. And this could be another opportunity for Ennis. A little bit further out this time. But Ennis, in fact, not going forward to take this one, which suggests that Griffiths, well, he may try one, but he tries a quick one. And Morris has gone across, and it's a wonderful piece of opportunity. And I have to say, as a man who often bemoans quick free kicks there, quickly taken there. Great cross from Luke Griffiths, and Aaron Morris comes in with a great run to finish it on the volley with his left foot. 6-2 FC.
He ran a long way for that ball, did Aaron Morris. I was watching him. He came right from the halfway line for it.
I think taking the free kick that quickly didn't give the chance for anyone to give anyone offside.